Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
A series on kingdom order. Kingdom order. God is a God of order. And His church should be conducted with order. Now that don't mean that you can't praise, you know, run around and all that, as long as you ain't running over people. Ain't no hanging from the chandeliers and jumping over seats and falling and none of that stuff. The spirit of the prophet is subject. You ought not get where you out of control. I'm about to lay hands on you. God is a God of order, kingdom order. Now, we were in a message in you and through you. We want to touch that up and finish that. But then I want to go into today's word that God gave to me. And it's simply this. Now, some of y'all don't take it personal, but kingdom order. Look at someone and tell them, sit yourself down. Sit yourself down. Sit yourself down. You know, how many of you have pets or have had a pet? You know, when they're like a puppy. I've had a number of dogs growing up, and when they're puppies, you know, when you're trying to train them, right? Before you take them out in the public, you want them trained to some degree, because they just run out in the street. They just run all over the place. They do business in people's yards, on the porch, anything, you know, or under your couch. So you want to train them, but when you're trying to train them, they won't sit still. I want you to sit right there. He look a little bit at you. You walk away, he walking right behind you. In other words, he won't sit down. He won't sit down. But as you begin to train him and he begins to mature and understand, and if you continue to discipline him properly, when you say sit, he'll sit. Amen. And he'll stay there until you say come. Amen. Right? Or even little children. You know, little children, you take little children into a place of business where they need to be quiet or where they need to sit still. They ain't sitting still. If they get away from you, they gone. Right? You see people at Disney World, at Disneyland, they had these things on their children like a harness, like a yoke. So they can run so far. They can run way over there, but they ain't going no further. Why? Because they won't sit still. Look at somebody again and tell them, sit yourself down. Sit yourself down. Now, I'm going to put a little twist on this because it's not what you think. All right. But let's look at what we talked about last time, in you and through you. We talked about rivers and swamps. And the government of the mind was the first thing we covered, right? That we had to have God's spirit governing our mind. The second thing was the government of our body. And we've talked about disciplining our body as Paul talked about him staying under his body. The body is not the master. It is the servant of your purpose. It is to serve your purpose, not just eat ice cream all the time. And nothing wrong with ice cream, except if you eat it all the time. You know what I mean by all the time? All the time. See, the body is not the one. See, there are people that eat to live, and then there are people that live to eat. They live to eat. I guess there's nothing wrong with that in moderation. And then you have your foodies, people that love, that are so, you know, aware of and particular about different foods, and that's wonderful. But don't let appetites be the thing that govern us or drive us. Amen? Then we talked about the government of life and reality. What we do, we want to do as unto the Lord. Is that right? Yeah. Whatever you do, Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, do in the name of the Lord. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart, for it directs your life. Out of it are the issues of life. When divine order rules your choices, when divine order rules our choices, our relationships, and our finances, our entire reality shifts into kingdom alignment. When divine order rules our choices, our relationships, and finances, our entire reality shifts into kingdom alignment. Number four is government in the world. Matthew 6:10 simply says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Government in the world. So as the river of life flows through us, it flows into the world. It got to be in us first and then through us. It flows into the world and then it begins to take government in the world. Amen. Daniel 2:44 speaks about God's kingdom. Get that up on the screen for me. Daniel chapter 2:44. Chapter 2, verse 44. He says here, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. The kingdom of God in the earth. That was in reference to Nebuchadnezzar's vision of the golden statue and all the different kingdoms, Babylon, Persian, Roman Empire. But God brought forth a kingdom or has established a kingdom that will crush and consume all other kingdoms. Amen? Tell somebody, we in that kingdom. Revelation 11:15. Book of Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded. That simply means a message. Yes, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. So government in the world. Now, the application for that is that saints become kingdom ambassadors. Tell someone, you are an ambassador. That's 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are ambassadors. And we carry divine orders. Listen, you are carrying. That. This is why you must know your purpose. You are carrying divine orders into systems and spheres of influence. We must be the salt. We must be the light that's in the world. Now, you don't have to be quoting scriptures to everybody all the time. Allow your light to shine. Amen. Say this with me. I am a kingdom ambassador. I extend God's divine government into every place he sends me. Amen. So let God's government increase in you so that it may increase through you. Amen. 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 Let it increase in you so it may increase through you. Now, let's get into sitting yourself down. I want to talk to you about the crucifixion of Christ, the burial of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and the ascension of Christ. Let me go back to the Old Testament for a bit. I don't think we always understand how severe judgment was under the Old Covenant in the Old Testament. I said this last week, for people to stop saying they are in a Job trial, or, you know, comparing their trial to Job. No, there's no comparison. And the reason being that all children of God today are under another covenant other than what Job had. I asked this question. I heard someone say this, but I asked this question before. Are we facing the same devil that Jesus faced? And you all know. Some of you have heard it. No, we're not. We're not facing the same enemy that Job faced.
Amen.
Amen. If we take it back, I just want to kind of put a little bit of history in a nutshell here. I like to believe it this way. There's a gap theory between verse 1 of Genesis and verse 2.
Amen.
Where Lucifer waged war in the third heaven.
Amen.
And was cast out.
Amen.
And we did a study on this in our School of Stature on the subject of in the beginning. And we kind of broke it down in the book of Job. Job is an amazing book. God gave him such insight. But Job described what the universe looked like. He called it a house. He explained what it looked like and how it housed and where the north was, the sides of the north. All this stuff, he explained this. But when Lucifer rebelled and he was cast out, all of creation was thrown into darkness. And the earth became his watery grave. He was cast out. This was before man's creation. So there was darkness. So in verse 2 it says, darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, why was there water? Why was there deep? Well, Job explained that. The parameters of creation were frozen. You read it in Job. I'm not going to get too detailed about that, but the parameters of creation were frozen, and it looked like the universe looked like a house with a roof, with a ceiling. And Job talks all about this, with a ceiling and everything, and God was in the sides of the north. See, we can say north is this way, but down in Australia, they're saying north is that way.
Amen.
So we don't really have any true north, but God knows north.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.